This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Isaias continues to lash across the Caribbean and churns toward the U.S. East Coast. Storms already caused deaths, including the first in the Dominican Republic. Flooding was captured on video on the Turks and Caicos Islands, and it knocked out power to thousands of homes and businesses in Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis say the state is ready for the threat. Governor DeSantis called on Floridians to prepare and not wait until the last minute. Hurricane watches and storm warnings have been in effect in many areas of Florida's East Coast. According to a Reuters tally, U.S. COVID-19 deaths have risen by 20% in July versus 21% in June. But on Friday, it still saw its biggest one-day increase since May 27th. Takes the overall death toll to more than 153,000. Globally, the figure is more than 677,000. The U.S. has by far the highest number of deaths and infections, followed by Brazil. The figures for both countries continue to surge, well above other countries like Spain, China, and Italy, which initially had the most difficulties containing the virus. The U.S.'s top-ranking infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is now saying that he remains confident that a coronavirus vaccine will be ready by early next year, telling lawmakers that 250,000 Americans already have volunteered to take part in clinical trials. Officials testifying with Fauci at a contentious House hearing acknowledged that the U.S. remains unable to deliver all COVID-19 test results within 2 or 3 days, and they jointly pleaded with Americans to comply with basic precautions like wearing masks, avoiding crowds, and washing their hands frequently. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that he is postponing some planned measures to ease lockdowns because the number of new coronavirus cases in the country is on the rise. Johnson said statistics show that the prevalence of the COVID-19 in the community is likely rising for the first time since May. As a result, the government is scrapping plans to allow venues, including casinos, bowling alleys, and skating rinks to open. Wedding receptions are also on hold, as is a plan to allow limited numbers of fans back into sports stadiums. The measures are due to be reviewed again in 2 weeks. Johnson also said face coverings will be required to be worn in museums, galleries, cinemas, and places of worship, and a rule will become enforceable in law from August 8th. On Thursday, the government reimposed restrictions on social life in a swath of northern England because of a surge in cases, barring people from various households from visiting one another. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, criticized the decisions of some countries to impose sanctions on Hong Kong. During a Friday news conference, Lam announced the decision to postpone the Legislative Council general election due to the COVID-19 pandemic and responded to the threat to the countries when answering questions. She said, first of all, I'd like to make it clear that Hong Kong is an inseparable part of the People's Republic of China. Hong Kong affairs are China's internal affairs and thus not to be intervened in. And some countries insist on interfering in Hong Kong affairs. It would be a violation of international law and international relations. She also went on to say she has always acted in the interest of Hong Kong residents and the sanctions are totally unreasonable. After China's National People's Congress passed the law of the People's Republic of China and on safeguarding national security in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, the United States and some European countries threatened sanctions on Hong Kong and some of its officials. The U.S. has canceled the preferential status of Hong Kong and foreign trade. A British man, a Florida man, and a Florida teen have been identified by authorities as the hackers who earlier this month took over Twitter accounts of prominent politicians, celebrities, and technology moguls to scam people around the globe out of more than 100,000 in Bitcoin. A 17-year-old Graham Ivan Clark was arrested Friday in Tampa, and where the Hillsborough state's attorney will prosecute him as an adult, he faces 30 felony charges, according to a news release. 19-year-old Mason Shepard of the UK, 22-year-old Naima Fazeli of Orlando were charged in California federal court. One of the most high-profile security breaches in recent years, hackers sent bogus tweets on July 15 from the accounts of Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Mike Bloomberg, and a number of tech billionaires. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.